Blog Talk Radio.
Of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith-McCoy.
the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We thank God today for another day, that God has given, another day that we can magnify his name, another day that we can exalt him, another day that we can lift his name up. But yes, the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Come on, why don't you go with us as we talk to the Father this morning. Our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise thee. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Thank you, dear God, for all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father God, we thank you today once again for allowing us, God, to come before you and to come before your people. Lord, I ask thee, God, to touch the people right now. God, even as we speak through, you use us to speak to your people today. God, that they will be saved. God, that they will be delivered. God, that they will be encouraged, Lord God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, if there's any that are not saved, God, that they will give their lives to you, O God, on today. Father, we just give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Well, let's go to the Word of God this morning. We're going to be speaking from this morning from the book of Judges, and that is taken from the Old Testament. And let's begin about that 13th chapter. And here the Word of God is saying, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them unto the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there were a certain man of Zorah of the family of Dani, whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said unto her, behold, now you are barren and bear not, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, beware, I pray you, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, ye shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, let's just put a little pin there, because we want to let you know that there is a God that moves in every area of our lives, and there is nothing too hard for God to do. And we see here, as we began to read the Word of God, as we began to look at what God is saying, as we get a close look at what God is saying to you this morning, and even as he dealt with the Israelites, he is dealing with his people on today. And the Word of God says that the children of Israel, these were God's people, the children of Israel, these were the people that God brought out of Egypt with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. These are the people that have cried unto the Lord. And they wanted God to deliver them from their enemy, deliver them from the taskmaster, deliver them from Pharaoh, deliver them from the pressures that Pharaoh taskmasters and the Egyptians had put upon them. So there was they were miserable at that time because they was not in a place where they should have been. And when we look at the Word of God, we can see time after time that the Israelites, they sinned against God. You know, it's something when a man, a woman, a boy, a girl can go before God and ask the Lord for his forgiveness for their sin. Because the Word of God says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. But here we see that the Israelites, they had sinned, no matter how good God had been to them, yet they continually, at different times, God would deliver them from their transgression, forgive them for their sin, but yet it seems like they didn't learn anything, that they continually to do certain things, they continually to displease God. So here the Word of God says, and the Lord delivered them, the Lord delivered the Israelites into the hand of a Philistine for 40 years. Could you imagine being in the hands of your enemy for 40 years? Well, God did it to the Israelites because they would not obey him. They would not do the will of the Father. They were disobedient. They were hard-hearted. They were stiff-necked. And they wanted to live according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. So then when we begin to drop down a little bit, it tells us about a certain man that lived in Zora, of a family. There was a certain man of Zora, of a family of Dani, whose name was Manola. And his wife was barren. Lord, God is showing us how he deals with us and how he deals with his people. So we see here that Manola, his wife was barren, and she didn't bear. She didn't, in other words, she couldn't get pregnant. She didn't have any children. And yet God sees us. Sometimes we think that we're in certain situations, and God don't see it. And the enemy try to make us think, well, God don't care. Don't he know that I'm barren? Don't he know that I want to have children? But yet, sometimes we'll blame God, and we will retaliate because of the fact that we don't have what we want. So here, in this Word of God, that God noted that this woman was barren. And God had sent the angel of the Lord and appeared to this woman. And he said to her, behold, now you are barren and bear not, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Isn't that good news? When the angel of the Lord, when God sends that angel of a prophet, of a prophetess, of the man or woman of God, and either let you know that you're going to bear, when you've been barren for all of those long years, however long it was, and told you that you are acknowledging that you were barren, that you didn't have any children, but you are going to conceive. And not only are you going to conceive, but you are going to bear a son. And even before it happened, it was telling her, you know, we use certain things in this day and time to determine the gender of whether it's male or female. But here in the Word of God, because God said it, because this was the will of God to be done, he let them know that you are going to have a son. And in that fourth verse, it says, now therefore beware. Be careful. Be careful now because I pray you. He said, drink not wine, nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. I don't want you to eat. I don't want you to drink. In other words, I don't want you to drink any wine. I don't want you to have any strong drink or eat anything that's unclean. He said, lo, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Remember, as we began to read the word of God, that they had been there for 40 years, God was going to call this child that was going to be born. This was a child that was going to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines. So God was given instruction by the angel. The angel was giving the mother instruction of the things that she wasn't going to have and the things that this child was going was not to have. And here the word of God says, and the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not from where he was, neither told he me his name. But he said unto me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. And now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, oh, my Lord, let the man of God with you did sin come again to us, and teach us what shall we do to the child that shall be born. I just believe that he was excited. He was happy to know that he was about to have a son. Wife was barren, but yet I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to trust you to with this son that going to deliver the Israelite from the hand of the Philistine. I'm going to use him to deliver him from the man that has I'm going to use him to deliver them from the hand of the enemy. So there was instructions that was given, and the angel so carefully had given these same things to his wife. But he wanted to hear it for himself. So he began to pray. And he wanted God to send the man so that he could give him the order, the instruction as to what he had told his wife. It seems like it wasn't enough for him to hear what God had said and what the angel was speaking to his wife, but he wanted to hear it at his own ear. So here we see, and God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came unto the woman as she sat in the field. Now, he could have easily come to him, but God was truly dealing with this woman. He said it first to the woman, the angel to the woman, and told her what was about to happen and what she wasn't supposed to do. And although Manoah had prayed to God so that he could see all of these things, he'll know what God wanted him to do in the order of the child, yet he didn't come directly back to him. He went back to who? He went back to the woman. And then after the angel of God came again to the woman, as she sat in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. He was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said to him, "Behold, the man has appeared to me that came to me the other day." And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, "Are you the man that spoke to the woman?" And he said, "I am." And Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass. How shall we order the child? And how shall we do to him?" And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman," what I said to the woman is, in other words, it's the same thing that I'm going to say to you. Now, he wanted to hear for himself, and he wanted to fall on his ears, but yet he had already spoken to the woman and to let the woman know the instruction. Let the woman know that she was going to bear a child, to receive a child. He let the woman know that this child was going to be a Nazarite. He let the woman know that this child was not to have any strong drinks, or not to drink any wine, or eat anything that was unclean. So here he's saying to him, and the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her be aware. She may not eat of anything that comes of the vine, neither let her drink strong wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I command her, let her observe." And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, "I pray you, let us detain you until we have made ready a kid for you." And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, "Listen, though you detain me, I will not eat of your bread. And if you offer a burning offering, you must offer it to the Lord. Don't offer it to me, but you offer it to God, because I'm," in other words, "that I was sent by God. In other words, I'm not God. I don't want you to worship me. But if you're going to do any sacrifice, if you're going to do anything, you do it unto God." Somebody would have taken him at his word. Somebody would have say, "Oh, sure, you know, let's offer this offering to me." No, it wasn't supposed to be unto you. The angel was a messenger of the Most High God. So he knew, he was wise enough not to let them to build up any trust or worship in him, to worship him, but to worship the Almighty God. So here he said, "No, I'm not going to eat anything. You know, I'm not going to eat it. And if you sacrifice anything, you know, you do it as unto the Lord." And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, that when your saying comes to pass, we may do you honor?" In other words, that we will praise you up. He don't want to be praised. He knew that God is the only person that needs to be praised. In a day and a time we live in, men and women want to be praised. But we should give all praise and all glory unto God. This was a marvelous thing. I'm quite sure they were very happy that God allowing this Nazarite child to be in their care. And I'm sure that they wanted to do the right thing concerning this child. And I'm sure that they were very grateful. But when we look at this, we see that the angel appointed them to God and not to him. So when they tried to ask, Manoah tried to ask the angel what his name is, that they could honor them, no, his name wasn't important. You know, he didn't need to know his name. He said, and the angel of the Lord said unto him, why ask you thus after my name, seeing it is a secret? You don't need to know my name. So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock of the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. And it came to pass, when the flame went up towards heaven from the off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended into the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. And the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. And Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. And his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burning offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would at any time have told us such things as these. I'm looking here at Manoah's wife. I'm seeing wisdom. I see understanding. Because she knew that all the things that God was doing and allowed to happen in their life, she knew that was God. She knew that God was not there to send the angel to destroy them. She knew that God was going to let them live and not die. And look, why would God tell them to send an angel to tell them all of the things that he was going to do about the birth of the child? Why would God take the time to tell the woman that he was going to send this man, the Philistine, that he was going to use this man, Samson, to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines? And he had already told him, as we talked before, you know, the Israelites had been in the hands of these people for 40 years. So here God is raising up a man that was going to be not like an average man. Something different was going to be about this man. He was not going to be the average man. It was something awesome that was about to happen. His strength was going to surpass all of any man that had ever lived. God was going to use him. And God told his mother the things that he was not supposed to drink. Nothing from the vine. No wine. No strong drink. No unclean thing where he's supposed to do. Because God was going to use him as a vessel to deliver. And this man, as we began to go through the Word of God, and I would like to pick this up on next on Wednesday, and we see what God did in him and how God would do the same thing in you. It may not be on the caliber of being born the way, you know, of doing the things that God did to Samson because when we get ready to read the Word of God, we see these things that God did, amazing things, miraculous things. It was out of the norm. It was off the chart. The things that God did and uses man to do. But his mother and his father, they had to follow the instructions that God had given to the angel for them that they were supposed to do. And we see that when we can obey God, when we can be trusted by God, God will use us to do what seems to be impossible. I'm saying to you this morning that there is nothing too hard for God. I'm saying this morning that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Now, this child was a Nazarite. He was a promised child that God had promised to give to Manoah and his wife. And he was a child that was supposed to be separated from the world and would have been consecrated to the Lord, my God. And that's the way that we are to be, even in our lives. When we let Jesus Christ come a part of our lives, we should not be in a state of mind that the world is in and doing the things that the world is doing. We should be separated. Where God said, come out from among him, from them, and be ye separated. We can't walk the same walk, talk the same talk, do the same thing, but we're supposed to be consecrated unto God. Yes, God had given this man and this woman what they were supposed to do. And also, when we read in the Word, we say the Word of God let us know that his hair, come on, this was a key. His hair was not to be cut. You know, no matter how long it grew, his hair was not to be cut. That was something that he was not supposed to go around and tell people, too, that, you know, my strength is in my hair. But he knew. His parents knew, but the enemy did not know. Sometimes we talk too much to the enemy. And as we began to read the Word of God, and as we began to speak God's truth on next week, we're going to investigate. We're going to see what thus says the Word of God concerning Samson. He was prohibited to eat anything from the vine. And he wasn't even supposed to touch anything that was a dead, any dead body, anybody that had died. He wasn't supposed to touch. Now, some things, I think God would give us things that are plain and simple. Some things that we should do. And could God tell us certain things that we should do, then we ought to obey it and obey them and not to do them. But there are times in people's lives that they think, well, I'm going to do it the way that I all Samson could see. He knew he was buff. He knew he was strong. He knew that it was something on the inside of him was not like the average man. But God had raised him up that he could bring deliverance to the Israelites. What is it that God has raised you up to do? What has God called you to do? Samson had a charge to keep, and he had a God to glorify. But was he going to use this strength? Was he going to use what God had given him for the upbuilding of God's kingdom, for being able to save and being able to deliver people out of the hands of the enemy? I believe that's what God has called us to do, to deliver those that are captive and in prison. In prison, in bondage, in sin. In prison with the things of this world. Prison with their mind, soul, with the things of this world. God wants us to be able to speak the word. Just speak the word to them. And when we speak the word to them, that they will be delivered by the power of the anointing of God that's upon us. The Bible says that that we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We need the Holy Ghost in order to operate in the day and the time that we are living in. We need the Holy Ghost, even as the Holy Ghost was given to the people in Acts. It was given to in 1 and 8. Even it was given to Cornelius and to those that the Gentiles. God wants us to be able to be endued with power from on high. We need the power of God in order to talk right. We need the power of God in order to live right. We need the power of God to be able to do great and mighty things in the day and the time that we're living. We live in a day and time that even when we look at the book of Luke, and if we look at Luke, the 21st chapter, and we look at Matthew, the 24th chapter, and that 13th chapter, when we look at the Word of God, we see that the time, the end time, is at hand. And we don't want to be left with our work undone. We don't want God to come and our assignment has not been completed. We don't want God to come and we have not done the will of the Father. We want to be able to do all that God have told, instructed us to do and told us to do. There were instructions. All he had to do, Samson had to do, is follow the instruction in order to accomplish the will of the Father. All they had to do was to do what was right in God's eyesight. That's what God wants us to do what is right. And when we can do what is right and according to God's word, then we can do great and mighty things for the Father. We can do those things. And when I began to think about Samson, how he moved in power, and how God, the great things that God used this man to do, we're going to talk about it on Wednesday. We're going to talk about the things that he did. And, you know, as I was beginning to prepare for this message, I began to think about Solomon, the man of God. You know, there is a weakness in the body of Christ. There's a weakness in the people because they have neglected to do the will of the Father, to follow the instructions, to be obedient to God. The Bible says obedience is better than a sacrifice. And when we can take our eyes off of God, that is when we're not going to please God. When we take our eyes off, because you know what? There are many things that are glittering. You know, gold glitter. There are things that we see that are glittering. There are things that man, God has given them, man the ability to manufacture and to make and to possess. And whether or not it's that diamond ring, it could be that $100,000 diamond ring, or that $50,000 diamond ring, or that $10,000 diamond ring. Whatever it is, it could be that Jaguar that you're driving or want to drive. When you can get your eyes off of God, when you can live in a home that's over $350,000 or that million-dollar mansion, these are things that God will give to his people because he wants to give it to them. But sometimes when God began to bless people, they began to get their eyes off God. But we began to look at Samson as we began to you go with us and come with us on Wednesday through the Word of God, through this broadcast, we're going to see the great things that God allows this man of God to do. I need some great things. I mean, in the natural, it would seem like it was impossible for all that to happen. But he did it because God created him to do these things. I mean, he created him to do some awesome, awesome things. So we want you to come and go with us and join us on next Wednesday on the Hour of Power, because this is the Hour of Power. We want to preach the Word of God. We want you to show you the miraculous. We want you to show you those supernatural things that God has done and what God is doing. The same God that did the miraculous in the Word of God, that same God is still alive and well. That same God is still moving in this day and time. What is it that you need of God? What is it that you need God to do on your behalf? We need to learn how to trust and to believe God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done. God, all God that you're going to do according to your word. Ask me, Lord, even now, to have your way. Lord, I ask me, God, to move in the midst of your people. God, I pray, God, even now, that even as we pray, that you would touch the heart of your people. God, that they would stay under the boundaries, and they would stay under the authority, and that they would stay under the power of you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for showing us the greatness of your power. Thank you, God, for even using Samson to show us, God, the greatness of you. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch the heart of men everywhere, women everywhere. Father, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray, God, that even as we began to look, Father God, at Solomon, all the great things, God, that you gave even him, there are some awesome things, Lord God, that you've given to the man. Lord God, if you had trusted him, David's son, there were many things that you did for him. And God, how you, Father, blessed him. And how you've given him, God, wisdom and knowledge. And how you give him understanding. I pray, God, even now, God, that you would touch your people. And God, that you, God, would give us, Lord God, give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And God, the things that you give us, Lord, God, don't let us take it for granted. God, even as Samson, as we going to learn on next week, how he took some things for granted. God, as Solomon, God, he took things for granted. God, don't let us take you for granted. Have your way in our lives. Father God, even as those that listen to us this morning, God, those that are saved, God, those that are backslided, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, your word says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised us from the dead. The word of God says we shall be saved. So, Lord, I pray, God, that you would save and deliver, God, those that are in our radio audience, God, those that don't know you. Lord, God, that they can come, God, before you in that last day, that they can come before you even in their prayers, each and every day of their lives. God, that they can stand by the God upon that solid rock. And that solid rock is you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we got to meet every need, Father God, spiritually, physically, and financially. And Father, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, with this is the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We invite you to join us on next Wednesday as we again show you that the power of God is in his word and that you can receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you you can have what you want from God. May the Lord bless and keep you is our prayer. Again, bless the Lord. See you on next week at this very same time.